Guys, welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. My name's Grace. Just having a laugh with you. It's Joe, but today I'm GK Baggy.
What the f-
And who am I joined by today?
Morticia Adams.
And Uncle Fester.
Uncle Fester, and how are you both?
Well, I just want to make a point to all you people who are watching and listening that basically the whole budget went on Joe, so I look at the state of my face.
I look f***ing good though, don't I, Lee?
And this is all I had in the wardrobe today, so I've just come like this.
Yeah, you just come as yourself, really.
You haven't even dressed up, Terry.
I ain't.
Oh,
GK.
This is so hot this week.
I can't keep up the grace for the whole time, because fuck me, I've got to save some for tonight. Do you know what I mean? So, how have things been this week in the Bags family household? Let's have
how
a catch
have they
up.
Been?
Not too bad. Getting on all right, mate? Sort of.
Oh, just hurt my shoulder. Oh. Yes, been fine.
Yeah?
Yeah. We went out for a nice meal.
Okay, tell me more.
Two for one burgers.
Okay.
Chicken pita burger. How lovely.
So you're both advocates of the old rumpy pumpy date night.
No, Joe, we just had a meal and went over and I went in my room and when it is.
I can't do this.
No, we just got bloated, didn't we?
Oh, do you know what? When you think really what we've eaten in the last week, I mean, my God. It's just been ridiculous, isn't it?
Wrote it down. It's terrible, isn't it?
He's terrible. So I had a salad last night.
Takeaway pizzas. Yeah. Takeaway Chinese.
Oh, it's always takeaway, isn't it?
No, pub Saturday for George's birthday.
Oh.
Roasting a Sunday.
I know. I've never been so full in my life.
I was in a food coma, wasn't I?
It's the biggest belly I've ever seen. Thought you were pregnant again.
Thanks.
Well, I fucking hope not.
It wouldn't be yours, though, would it?
Why not? Look like Uncle Fester.
Anyway, Terry, what's been going on in your life this week?
I've been out and about.
So I can't take myself serious.
GK.
Baggy.
I can't believe it.
You do look beautiful.
I thought you
though.
Was the real thing.
So did I.
Round there.
So did I, to look down.
You and Grace
could
be
legs.
Sisters right now, let me tell you.
I know, I'm the better looking one.
No, you're actually not. You're equal. You're
muff,
twins.
Muff. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, dear.
And I actually helped train Grace for a tour advert. Did you see it?
No.
Guys, we're going on fucking tour.
You're doing that IY thing as well?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, yeah.
Stand up to get. Imagine him
you'll fall off.
Yeah,
you'll fall off.
I'm good at the IY. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, she's been amazing.
You better
on
get
that.
Fingered.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right, enough Grace.
Yeah. She's gonna kill you.
Enough Grace. So the week's been good.
Yep.
Yeah, everything going well.
Yep.
So we're introducing a segment to the podcast. Into roll titles, please. Boom, boom, boom. We are doing
it. Wait for the music.
Oh, we're not fucking live, are we, Lise? It's called Cancelled Courtroom. Cancelled, as that would say.
What's that?
Cancelled. So in the house this week, someone would have been cancelled. George, me, you, or mum. Okay, so what that means is someone that's been winding each other up, doing things wrong, irritating, etc. And I want to go around the room and see who would have been cancelled in the Bags family courtroom this week. I'm exempt because I'm GK Barry.
Well, the only thing really leaves him, me, Dad and Joel. I mean, fucking hell. And
or
the
George been there, man.
Or Dolly. No, he's been balls deep, hasn't he?
Oh, right.
George has been out and about. Dolly's wearing me out.
Well, to be honest with you, a little bit upset because I haven't really seen your brother at all.
I know.
Since his birthday, he's been like a bit of an enigma.
I know.
Just sort of waltzed in and waltzed out again.
I completely agree.
I've done all the house up for him. I've not seen him.
I know. He's just been disappeared
into
that
wizard's
sleep.
And now he's disappearing for another 2 weeks.
Well, we could touch on that. Actually, let's hold off touch on that. We can talk about that a bit more. Okay. Anything pissed you off this week?
No, not really.
No, you've been completely chill. That is not you.
Sorry,
I know.
He's pissed off every day.
I'm calling BS.
What has pissed me off?
Surely there's something, Dad, like the economy, the, do you know what I mean? Prices of things.
Prices of things.
Yeah.
Petrol.
Okay, but that's not us, is it? So basically, who has pissed you off in that? Come on, I know you're both holding back.
My mate pissed me off this week as a guy. She's been all right.
So in the council court, have I pissed you off?
No.
Too busy fucking climbing my IY, aren't I? Can't piss anyone off.
No, do you know what it is? It's been quite a chilled week this week. Mm-hmm. Work's been a little bit quiet. You've not been at home. George has been absent without leave.
So, George
Which
is cancelled.
George's birthday, really, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it has.
That's
been,
why.
It's all about George.
It's been all right.
Okay, well, if we're going to spill some tea, George got a hellish taxi home, didn't he? Paid for a bottle at a club.
Yeah, that pissed me off. Okay, that did, actually.
Hit me, Lisa, come on.
Basically, he went out with his friends on Saturday night. We saw him Saturday during the day. And it got to 2:30 in the morning and I'm texting him saying
bless
to
you,
him,
Uncle Fester.
And I'm saying to him, it wasn't I, well, you weren't there. Texting him saying, where are you? Mm-hmm. 2:30.
Yeah.
I'm in the cab on the way. I'm a fool. I said, are you drunk? He went, no, I'm fine. Well, I watched him come in at 3:40 on the Ring doorbell, right?
Not fucking Ring doorbell.
And I thought,
Lisa, you menace.
Yeah, and I thought his top looked a little bit wet. Yes. He basically
was eating puss.
Was sick all the way home. The cab driver had to make him stop and get some money out of the cash machine to pay for the cleaning in the back of the car.
That is absolutely
and he actually
feral.
Walked out and left all his mates, and his poor mates were doing their nut, and one of them fell over, face plant on the floor, and cracked his tooth right in half. The other one was literally sitting there being sick over himself.
And he was he was being sick down the motorway, 80 mile an hour, with his head out the window.
I've never done that. And he was sick on public transport, weren't he?
Sounds like me in Nottingham Uni.
Oh.
Except I was being fingered.
Oh.
GK.
Oh. And I was on a high wire.
Oh. What, being fingered?
Yeah.
Oh. She's going to love you for this.
Oh, perfected the character down to a T. So, speaking of T, Terry, hit us off first. Who are you nominating to be cancelled for this week?
George.
Yeah, I think George as well, because we've not seen him. George. And I'm a bit upset about that.
He's been a little shit.
We need a hammer on set, but I'm going to... You know what I'm going to hit it with?
Just gently.
I'm going to do it with the blood.
Gently.
End. Oh, it's almost like when I was back to my love honey days. Court adjourned. George is cancelled for this week.
You're just brilliant. You could be sisters. Oh, this bloody wig's
yeah, I feel like I'm in Shrek. Right. Rosie, that's sharp. So, sorry, don't mind me, oh. So, as many of you might know, now, on to the next segment. Locked in. George Bags.
He's going.
To into.
Thank you, Fester. Locked in.
But could you, I'd like to know, could you explain to me, because I don't really know much about the programme, what is the concept?
Yeah, sorry, my nipple piercing is itching.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
You only shave your armpits, Grace.
Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah, you can. Stop the swearing, bitch.
Could you just please explain to me about what the concept is of this Locked In?
Okay, so essentially Locked In is almost an imitation, like Big Brother.
But for young kids.
Younger influencers, content creators, big YouTubey background, kind of put into a house, 2 weeks, challenges each day, there's voting in and out of people. There's a diary room and it's sponsored by
Foot Asylum. Do they have to pick their own food and drink and all that?
I'm so sorry, I'm not even confident which end that came out of.
Oh.
So, what'd you say, sorry?
No, I said, do they get, like on Big Brother, do they get to choose their food or their drink?
I'm not sure the food situation. I remember there's a clip of Grace with a penne, the fucking penne last year. So I know that they do cook in there. But so George is going in. Obviously, Ash, you've met, she's going in.
Ah.
Madam Joyce, who I love, is going in. There's a really good lineup. Casey J.
George's got a cook, he's going to starve to death, isn't he?
Yeah, no, I definitely don't think he's got a cook in there. But it's going to be exciting. So firstly, you're going to miss him. I'm going to miss him.
He's going to miss, he's told me he's going to miss talking to you every day.
Talking to me?
Yeah.
I know, that's a bit of GK Barry. He's going to take his fucking virginity, wouldn't I?
Oh, God.
It's that dream about,
yeah, till that fucking girl got to it sooner than me.
Yeah. She's so good, isn't she?
I'd let him fing me up high wire, do you know what I mean?
Oh, Joseph!
God, it is my brother. Stop that is absolutely revolting. I'm in drag.
Anyway. You know, he did say he was going to miss you. He's going to miss everyone because he's not used to not talking to us on a daily basis. So it's going to. And he's only 21, just.
And that's the first time he only had his phone for 2 weeks.
I think he'll struggle with the phone thing.
I think he's going.
Fresh into relationship, I think he's going to struggle.
I think he's going to make more of a man of him, and he might appreciate us all a little bit more for not being at home.
And he'll
realise what we all do for him.
I think that's a really amicable, nice way of saying it, and I think so too.
I'm going to miss him, but at least, do you know what? We can watch him every night.
He's got my boots live up to, doesn't he? I keep going. Like, carry on, Phil. Uncle Fester, any comments?
No, I'm just going to miss him, that's all.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
That's everything. Just going to miss
him. No, you'll just miss him bossing you about and saying, can you go and do this in my car?
It looks like I've got 2 weeks off, really.
I know, it is. Because you'd everything for him.
I've got 2 weeks off holiday,
You're a nightmare, you are.
Any predictions? Do you think he'll go far in it?
I want him to be himself, right? I want him to, I've said to him, be yourself, be kind, just be funny like you always
and if
are.
If you can't be GK Barry.
Yes, exactly. So, he could probably get thrown out for that. No, I've just said to him, just to enjoy the whole experience. It's a once in a lifetime experience, isn't it? Just
as long as you don't get too bored in there.
I think
because he could get a bit
by
bored,
the sounds of it, the boredom could strike at any point. However, Ash is like a firework.
I love
energy.
Ash. I
and
love
she's
her.
So incredible. And
she's so funny.
Look, she shouldn't have told me this. She shouldn't even be saying it. And I'm not going to say it, but she told me her mystery item in there. And given her mystery item, it's going to be fucking hilarious in there. Trust
oh,
me.
Really?
Yeah, very, very funny. I'm very excited to see it.
Jill, she told me, and I've forgotten what he told me he was taking in.
Yeah, I know what he's taking in. I don't know if you can say this, Rose. You can bleep it. Fuck, I don't know how to play. He's never played.
You know
when
what?
Have you ever seen George back?
Play the game.
Yeah, but yes, he has, Terry. We played when we had COVID, we played Monopoly and we played Scrabble with him.
I bet
when
you Joe's...
Do you want more rosé, Liz?
No, I'm all right. Just leave me a little bit, please.
Yeah, I'm fucking playing for it. They don't call me GK Rosé Bottle up the puss for nothing.
Oh, my God. Is this...
That was out of pocket.
GK. Terrible.
So you're excited to watch it. Are you going to be watching every night?
If we know how to work it, we will, won't we?
And it's on YouTube. You're in bed
I've
by
I've got
six.
The YouTube on my phone, but I need to get it up on my telly, but I don't know. You know how thick I am.
But it might be on after six. You're in bed at six, aren't you? Right,
can't eat after six. Harry. Can't eat after six.
Don't start.
Six.
Well, I don't know what we're going to do for his birthday, New Year.
You've got to eat after six, mum.
Yeah, I know.
Shall I come as Grace for New Year's?
Yeah.
Oh, why don't we all go fancy dress?
Yeah, I love a bit of
fancy
dress.
Shall
we? Guys, we are.
Why don't we go as fancy dress for your birthday, like we used to in Cornwall? That'd be hilarious. Everyone's got to go as fancy dress.
Yeah.
I bet George will say no, though, because he'll have his girl there and all that.
Unless we all dress up as GK.
Shall we?
There'd be eight of us.
A night of a thousand graces.
Yeah.
I could wear a crop top, though. Dad.
I'm barely struggling as we are, Lisa.
I've got to have my nipple pierced.
I love a bit of fancy dress. When I was at Nottingham Uni, I ate a girl out dressed as Snow White. An apple in my mouth. Apple in my mouth the whole fucking time, didn't I?
Oh, please.
Yeah. I've got to go out Nottingham.
God forbid.
I can't take you seriously. I've got all my wigs coming off.
Oh. No, you're all right.
I bet you want to borrow this, don't you?
So I'm a pretty little thing ambassador now. Yeah. Mm. Bottle Polish.
Oh, dear.
No, Foot Asylum. Completed it, mate. Yeah. Got fingered last night.
Fucking been flirted.
Fucking love it. Anyway, on to this is Rosie, this is the most ridiculous shit. Anyway, is there anything you're worried about with George going into lockdown?
His manners, actually. Well, no, I mean, I don't mean Matt. I mean the burping, farting.
Oh, okay, yeah. He's got IBS, runs in the family.
No, he hasn't. He just farts and burps after every meal.
There's a lot of runs in our family, I tell you that now.
I would like him to be like, you know, not sit there and burp at the table or fart around people and just, you know, be mindful that there are other people.
Be a lady like me, GK Barry.
Oh, God's sake.
Do you think he could be tempted by KCJ or Tennessee?
No. Not in a zillion years because he's in love. He's too loved up.
I've spilled wine on my chin. Wine on my chin.
Did you put spray on?
Yes, yeah, spray.
You should won't come off then.
Okay, fine.
It'd be fine. The girl I never had.
Do you think he will get into an argument?
Possibly.
What do you think?
Well, I don't know. It depends how far someone is prepared to go to piss him off. They might do it to deliberately wind him up.
I'm ready to get in an argument.
He's like you and he.
I don't think he would do well in an argument because he's not very confrontational anyway. If we start, it's normally me.
If someone pisses him off, though, he's going to...
Yeah, I think he'll say it.
To be honest, when you two have had arguments, which you've had quite a few this year, he's always taking it on the chin, taking a deep breath, and he's been very respectful back.
Yeah, he's not very like... fiery in that way, so I think he'll be okay.
I think he'd go off to the diary room, wouldn't he?
He's more like you than me and mum.
Me and Joe are very fiery and you just explode.
Dad holds it in, me and mum are more like...
we are out there.
The moment there's disrespect, oh, my earrings, Lisa. I'm going to go fucking GK wallop him and I...
Yeah, I mean, it's really funny because you look like Dad, not dressed like Grace.
Do I?
Today.
Yeah. You look like Dad, and but you've got my personality, and George looks like me, and he's got Dad's personality. Mm. Although you're both hilarious and you get that.
Everyone
from me.
Doesn't think that I'm related.
Why?
I don't know. Everyone said it recently.
Why?
Oh, sorry, Dolly's shaking her minge over there.
Because you're GK.
Because I'm GK. No one thinks I'm related.
You're not
really
related.
My name is Grace Barry.
Well, that's why you're not related then.
I'm a Barry.
Well, actually, she's like a bit of a thingy of our family. She, what's the word I'm looking for?
Extension.
No, not extension.
Like house extension. Because
no,
I've got that big old batty old.
She's a thingy of our family. What's that? No, I'm just, what's the word? Lisa, come on.
Extension.
No. Oh, I'll think of it in a minute. She's a... This week's just doing my brain in, so I can't
lodger.
Think.
Lodger.
Oh, I can't think of the word. I'll think
I don't need that terror. Oh. I can buy my own ass.
Guys, this is the heaviest thing I've ever had on my head in my life.
Okay, anyway, predictions for Locked In. Where do you think he'll place? I think top three.
I think top three.
Top three.
I'd like him to win it, actually.
So you think win, me and Dad are top
yeah,
three?
Yeah, I'd like him to win. If he will win is another
how
issue.
How much is on the line? I mean, aside the money, like how much are we betting? I'll bet a tenner.
You're paid for like, if you win.
Yeah, if you win, you win 10 grand. I think. Is that known, Rosie? Yeah. I think they win a lot of money if they win.
He's a lying.
He's a slippery sod. Wait,
did he tell you guys?
Yeah, he told us he got nothing for winning it. Little shit. No, he didn't. No, he did. No, he said 10.
He said 10.
But I thought that was a lie. I thought he was lying.
No, you do win money. You do win money. Right, so top three. Right, I'll say three. You say two. Mum says one.
Three, two, one.
Yeah. Well, let's see.
Honorary.
What does that
Grace
mean?
Grace is an honorary member of our family.
Fuck
got it.
Me.
Got it.
That rosé is rotting your brain, Lee.
This you fucking know, wig. Jesus Christ. It's like someone's sitting on my head.
Fucking used to that one, aren't you?
Oh, not really, no.
What the fuck? News is the name of this segment. So this is news this week that I've seen and been like, what the fuck is this about? And I wanted to share with you. But might be a bit more exciting than when we're on Gogglebox and we're made to watch every COVID report ever.
Oh. You don't watch the news. So what have you watched?
Nah, because Matt Hancock fingered me.
I do apologise everyone for my son's behaviour. He wasn't brought up like this.
Tweet it. Matt Hancock fingered GK Barry.
Oh.
God.
Oh.
Yeah, it was all about that jungle, wasn't he?
Oh. Your dad's going to have a heart attack in a minute from laughing so much.
Right, it's the most I've ever made my dad laugh. Right, so, number one, I'm just going to play you this. I'm not going to read it out. Okay. I'm going to get you to react to it. So, if you just squidge over to Dad's, Rosie, are they like together on camera?
Yeah, because I literally turned everyone. It's so great.
Listen to this.
So, my friend Amelia, who I was with yesterday, she's got a mate called Ellie who's in a house share in London. And Ellie shares with like a bunch of girls. And one of the girls was telling her she's just been on a hen do to Amsterdam, where the stag and the hen went at the same time. I think they're all just like a mixed social group who kind of like knew each other, but then the stag went one day and the hen one way and the hens went the other.
Oh, why's it gone off?
And one of the girls
she paused.
On the hen do got super drunk and went into one of these booths with like a glory hole. And so a guy on the other side stuck his dick through. So the girl was just drunk.
And so basically, I know.
It's one of these ones apparently where like if like she pushes a button and the guy pushes the button on the other side, they can kind of see who's on the other side. Like it makes it like transparent, like a window so they can see. And so, being drunk, she thought it'd be hilarious to push his button just to see who she'd been sucking off. And so she pushes the button and looks up, and it's her dad on the other side.
Oh, God. Oh,
that's disgusting.
We went home early because it was, like, so traumatic. And the girl's falling out with all her family. The mum's obviously found out and is, like, not speaking to the dad. Like, it's broken up the whole family because this girl sucked off her dad.
Oh, I'll find it out to swallow.
Oh!
I'm sorry, that is...
The dog's under the desk for anyone that heard snorting during
I'm
that.
I'm sorry, I think that is probably one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard.
Traumatic, isn't it?
But why would the dad do that in the first place?
Why is your dad? Why would somebody do that? Let's ask Terry.
Let's ask Terry, why would anyone go and do something like that when he's got a lovely wife and...
I've never been to Amsterdam.
But why would a man want to do that when he's got a lovely wife and daughter and kids and all that?
Welcome back to GK's family therapy.
Yeah.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know. It's disgusting.
I do not want to know. Anyway, that story that girl read out, Repulsive.
I'm sorry. That's gross, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Mm. I know. I've got some news for you both.
What?
It was actually debunked today that never happened, which is a shame. I saw a news article. Apparently someone did some digging through every single place in Amsterdam. Apparently people have got time. And they found that there was nowhere that you could turn the frosted glass on and off.
So they did that just for the publicity?
So I'm assuming it was a fake story, yeah.
But who's got time to do shit like that?
Has it gotten around? Because everyone I know knows about the girl that sucked her dad off in Amsterdam, so...
I bet she's famous now, isn't she?
I know,
getting her own TV show.
I bet she is.
I bet she's a new host of This Morning.
I bet she is, yeah. 500,000 workers in the UK are set to have a 10% pay rise. The new wage structure raised the minimum pay rate to £12 an hour for those working outside of London, marking an increase of £1.10 per hour. For workers in the capital, the new minimum rate will be £13.15 per hour, reflecting a £1.20 pay rise. How do you feel? I think that's banging. I think people should be getting even more than that because everything's gone up, but wages haven't gone up.
So if you work inside, you get a pound more, less?
No. Average wages across the UK are all going up anyway.
Well, I'm sorry. Doctors only get £14 an hour. So that's bollocks. They should be getting double.
I know. Well, it was just fucked, isn't it, really?
I'm for the NHS, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
And I think everybody else does an amazing job. We're all struggling, cost of living crisis. However, the doctors and nurses, if they got a load more money, there'd be a load more people to go back and work for them, and we wouldn't be in the state we're in right now. What do you think?
I think with the cost of living, everyone should get a rise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Power, everything's too dear.
Power to the people, power to the puss.
Everything's
I'm
too
GK
dear.
Barry, and I'm running for Mayor of London in 2025.
That'll do. We'll all vote for you.
Yeah, and then we won't get you, Liz, if you come in.
Yeah, every person, when they arrive to work, will get a body crayon and a finger up their arsehole.
Oh, wow. Oh, you're such a lovely little boy as well.
I know. And now I'm a total slag.
Can someone sort this fucking wig out? Because I'm sitting on it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm smooth it. I cannot believe that my son's made me dress up like this. This is actually
really... It's Halloween, Lisa.
Halloween.
It's too heavy.
Halloween. Right. Next one. Pilot... Oh, my God. This is not funny.
No, this isn't.
This is not funny. This is not funny. But when I saw it, I did laugh. And then I was like, it's not funny. Right. Sorry. Needs to let out a bit of wind. GK Bazza. You know, I'm not a fucking superstar. Sometimes I do get a bit of wind. A bit backed up. You know what I mean?
It's the wine, love.
I know. Come on, Uncle Fester, let it out. So, pilot high on shrooms tries to turn the engine off mid-flight. He's charged with attempted murder of 83 passengers.
He's pissed though, isn't he?
Yeah. As GK Barry, I'm scared of flying.
Was the pilot pissed?
No, Mum, he's on shrooms and he's been charged with attempted murder. That is attempted murder. You tried to turn the engine off a plane mid-flight.
Yeah, but he'll go for the route of his... He was in psychotic behaviour, so he had a psychotic episode.
I mean, regardless, that terrifies me, and I do not want to get on a plane anytime soon.
Aren't you lucky that you've got a choice to get a plane? Because me and Dad haven't had a fucking holiday for 4 years, because you won't look after the dog.
Get out of that one, GK.
Yeah, so aren't you lucky that I'm not getting on a plane? We'd love to.
Well, Lisa, with the KFC money, with the bariatric burger, I can just fucking buy a new dog, can I?
No, we don't need a new dog. We need a holiday.
I'll just buy a new dog.
Buy a new dog?
Buy a new dog.
One that don't snore so much?
Yeah.
Oh, don't we love her.
Got Pets at Own brand deal coming up. If you want to get involved. Bit quick moolah. Bit Hello Fresh, you know what I mean?
I've never seen your dad laugh so much at you. You should come home more often dressed like this.
Last one. Paris Hilton hits out as sick trolling over the size of her baby son's head. Well, that's just a bit fucked.
No, your head was massive.
I mean, this does look a bit edited, but that's the picture.
Oh,
looks a bit like a dad.
I thought it was a mirror.
Your head was massive.
Do I have a big head?
You did, and you had really big eyes. And I kept going to everyone, oh, look, he's got lovely big brown eyes. And the health is it? Went, that's because he's got esophageal reflux.
Question for you, Morticia. Did I split your purse?
Did I what?
Did I split your purse?
No, you didn't. You just traumatised me for the first five years of your life, basically.
Would you rather have had trauma for 5 years or a split purse?
Split purse any day of the week.
Well, I'm sorry.
And everyone bought you an hat for your birthday because your head was so big.
Did they? Was it that big?
No, you horrible bastard.
I mean,
you was lovely.
I did have jaundice.
And I thought you had a lovely Mediterranean tan, and you didn't. You had jaundice.
Born in the Med.
I thought you looked so much. You looked like you'd been on holiday. You looked beautiful. And that's when the midwife went, "No, Lisa, he's got jaundice." I went, "Oh, holy fuck!"
You looked like Uncle Fester when he came out, didn't he?
Oh, he's lovely.
Gosh, you know what? It's hard being born a beautiful woman. But when it happens, it happens.
We should have known then, really. And we should exactly, have got a wig on you and that would have been it.
Exactly. And look, I've got the perfect puss.
Do you know what, though? We'll say, you know when you were growing up, Joe, when you was growing up, it wasn't... George was the one that dressed up in women's clothes. George had babies. You had all the Tonka toys. You had all the...
Lisa, I'm not dressing up as women's clothes. My name is Grace Barrett.
No, I'm just saying, Joe, as Joe Bagdalini, that character that you're also...
Who is that?
Well, that's my son.
One with the wide mouth on Gogglebox. Yeah, I'd fuck him. Ugh. Yeah, I actually wanted to fuck him before I knew he was gay.
Is that what she said?
Yes, that's what me, GK Barrett said. Yeah, fuck him.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said, yeah, fuck him.
Grace. Grace.
Disgusting, Grace.
Rosie, I think genuinely this might be the most unhinged I've ever been.
Oh, she says sitting on a wig.
Okay, next one. Next one. Will that dog shut up?
I can't even hear her.
Okay. In the spirit of Halloween, we're going to contact my ass in the non-existent spirit realm. No, I'm joking. We are going to talk about spirits and paranormal activity, okay? Mum, your views on this. Do you think ghosts are real?
What happened to us Saturday night?
Hit me.
We were watching, was it Beckham or Tyson Fury? Beckham
one
thing.
Of them.
I went, did you see that? And this all went right the way around. I'm telling you now, someone, as I told you, all the, you know, everything's going, oh, sitting on my wig.
It was like the little lie out of Poltergeist.
No, it went, listen.
And this happened to you? No one reversing in the driveway?
He was in my room with me. And it went, I said, did you see that? I've got a lot of spirits coming my way at the minute. You know,
yeah, same. Vodka Red Bull, yeah. Vodka Cran,
no, my
vodka
was,
lemonade.
No, but the thing is, you know, I mean, when you think really in the last...
Fucking hear Dad laughing.
The last year, what's happened to me, like my whole life's completely changed. Mm. And it's like I'm being visited from people that are letting me know that... Shocking ear, Dolly, drinking that water.
I know, so can I. Do you know what, Lisa? That sounds wetter than my puss.
Oh, for...
You need to be in this like setup a bit more
so
often.
So I'm sorry. You know, I'm the new co-host of Saving Grace.
Oh, why don't we all just dress up as Grace on New Year's Eve?
Anyway, sorry, yeah. Spirit.
So basically, I just feel like since I've had this massive change in my life, she says doing all her hair.
Yeah. Leave your hair alone.
Shut up, you're just jealous because you ain't got none. Basically, I am being visited. I've had a lot going on in my life.
So you're being visited. So you believe.
But they're nice. They're not nasty.
Yeah.
They're not. I mean, what the man passed that side, and she's definitely a woman because she was like a. I can see her right now. She's like a creamy.
At least we ain't had the hands in our face and all that, like the.
Oh yeah, but you. House. No, but so that. So yeah, we're going to you. That happened on.
Sorry. Oh, just had a spirit visit me from beyond.
Oh.
Michael Jackson shoved a finger up my ass. Ugh. Anyway.
No, so I'm having nice kind of visits, but he had that horrible one, Danny Cornwell.
Okay, Uncle Vesta, tell me more.
Sure.
Everyone was going, there's lights flashing on and all that in this little cottage.
Mm-hmm. Where were we? Cornwall.
You weren't there, were you?
No, you weren't. George. George. You got, yeah.
And
as we walked in, you went, fucking hell.
Well, he said on the thing, this is 13th century. I thought someone's died.
It's right up by the street.
13th century.
It's right up the alleyway, back, but the St. Ives, it's like really, and you've got these little tiny steps, and he walked in, he went.
But I once fucked a guy from 13th century. yeah. We used pigskin as lube.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Are you all
and
right?
Then he wiped his hands in my head as he walked through.
Ah!
Nah, that's the
so,
woman.
So 13th century cottage.
Yeah.
And then lights are flashing on.
Lights flashing on all that, and I thought I was just
talking about it. Start to finish, talk me through it.
We're in this little cottage.
Which was lovely.
Mum was going, these lights ain't right.
In my room.
George is going, the light keeps flickering all that, and I thought, oh, they drive me mad. So they both went to bed, I switched the lights out, and this hand just went straight across my face. I thought, fucking hell.
It's like saying to him.
Full
like,
on hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the next morning, as soon as we got out of there, I went, come on. I got out and I went to them.
No, all week I said to you, there is something, you could just tell there was a presence in that cottage. It's a very, like, really old cottage. There's probably been hundreds of people died in there, you know. So he was like, oh, fuck, don't be so stupid. And then when we were getting ready to go, he kept saying, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. And I said, what's the matter with you? Like,
oh, so he was rushing.
I said, what's wrong with you? And he got really arsey, didn't you? Hurry up, get in the car. So I went down to the beach and just did my usual, bye, St. Ives, see you soon, you know, mm-hmm. you know, got in the car. He turned on the engine. I went, why are you driving like an idiot? He went, fucking want to get away from that cottage. I went, why? I went, that was haunted. And that he's never believed me
right.
about spirits and all that.
Yeah.
So for once in your life, you, this is, I do feel stuff.
Yeah, no, but that was.
I told you the other night when I got woken up being poked in the back, and it weren't you, mate. You weren't, no, it wasn't Jason Momoa, let me tell you.
I sometimes have that. Spirits visit me in my puss. The forbidden shadow realm, I call it. Sometimes, like, just, you know, give them crystal balls a rub and see what's going on.
Oh, Joe!
JK.
I'm JK Barry, come to my tour.
Josh Posh.
There is quite a funny story about you as well, Mum, because essentially Mum said years ago that there was someone was pulling the wire out of the Hoover out the wall.
Yeah.
I think we come to find out that you were just hoovering too aggressively. And
No. That was after my friend died. And, you know, I wasn't a real believer, whatever. And we had a Dyson Hoover and they had plastic, like rubber plugs.
Yeah.
No way was that fucker coming out the wall. And it got pulled out of the wall, not once, but several times.
But you are an aggressive hoover.
You are an aggressive hoover.
Well, do you know why? Because nobody else hoovers in our house.
Next segment, we've got embarrassing Halloween themed stories. So spiders, Halloween themed, everyone whacks them around their house for Halloween. Dad has a story that happened to him, which is quite embarrassing about spiders. Terry, kick it off. Terry Bags.
Right, down to me.
Yeah.
I had a spider when we first moved in our house.
Mm-hmm.
I was cutting all the bushes away and this spider bit me ear. And I didn't think nothing of it. And then we're out, me and Mum, in the night. And I'm going to her, look, all these birds are looking at me. Mm-hmm. I said, I must be, they're nuts. She went, no. She went, they're looking at your ear. I went, what do you mean? Me ear went up the size. It was
massive. We'd only been in our house.
It was giving rugby player cauliflower, wasn't it?
We'd been in the house a week, and all he was doing was just chopping down the garden because it was so overgrown. We moved in, and he went, "Oh, I think I've been bitten." But then he saw this great big spider. I went, "That won't bite. That wouldn't have bitten you. You'd have felt it." But he sort of went like that, you know, as men do. Oh my God, I've never seen. As we were out the first time we went out in Dunmo, wasn't it? Looked at the. I said, Terry, your ear. And he went, no, it's all these birds. I went, no, let me tell you, your ear. And his ear had doubled inside.
Well, you had to hospital, didn't you?
No, Mr. Potato Head. I took him to hospital.
Yeah.
And do you know what happened? It got so big, and then where it went down, it just left all the
like shriveled
old skin.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I remember you kept having to wear a beanie, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. No, but you know what? No offence. I know, like, you know, there's millions of men out there, whatever. But, like, he was dying. You were like, take me to hospital. Goes, oh, I love you and the kids. I went, oh, for fuck's sake, you've been bitten by a spider.
I think that one terrible. Thing about you, Dad, and I hope don't take this the wrong way, because I do love you, Terry, like Dad to me. yeah, take that.
Your honorary daughter.
Yeah, honorary daughter, do you know what I mean? You are really dramatic about things. Like,
oh,
when I
God.
Throw up, I just have to pattern it, throw up. When you throw up, it's like, downstairs.
No. Do you remember that night when he was sick and we were all upstairs?
Oh, couldn't stop laughing.
You know.
Couldn't stop laughing.
We were literally upstairs.
It's like there's a 10-minute delay before the sick of a...
It's proper noisy.
But for anyone listening who's emetophobic like me, who doesn't like sick and is afraid of planes,
no one likes
I'm
sick.
Sorry about what we just did. But yeah, so that happened to you. Got it drained out of hospital. You're all right, yeah?
Yeah, so we're
but I played on
weeks.
It for quite a couple
yeah. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Played on it for a couple of weeks, didn't I?
So that's your spooky, embarrassing
spider.
Story. You had cauliflower ear and no puss.
From a spider.
And no puss.
No puss.
No puss. She won't go near you, she?
No, I fucking weren't.
No puss. Vodka crown, no puss. Mum, speaking of the spirit realm.
What? Can't even see
you. You had an embarrassing moment going to see a clairvoyant, didn't you?
Oh, God. Yeah. Do you know what? I don't like it. I don't like it.
You don't like what?
I don't like it. And then I get really nervous.
So what happens is you get nervous about going.
And then I drink too much wine.
Yep.
And then
every letter of the alphabet is someone you know, isn't it? They sit there and they go, right, I've got someone here. Nan begins with G. You. Well, I know can Diana Simon's son's dog was called Gerbert and he died. It must be for me.
In my defence, I just sat there like a mute and the girl I went to, I find that hard to believe, Lisa Banks. I've never seen you. I was shrinking in my chair and he kept saying, it's around you. So in the end, I went, yeah, okay. So I sort of, the girl I was with went, I've never seen you so quiet because I shit my pants.
Yeah.
Right? And then
I've never seen that quiet.
And then I hit the fresh air and I ping-ponged all the way home in my new camel.
Solid, solid 15-minute walk as well.
And then you was on your knees at the door.
No. You said I'm leaving the key out. I couldn't find the key. So, you know when you lean forward to find it and when you've had a drink and then you just, you're not anticipating how far you're actually putting your head up against the door.
And it was banging and banging
Dolly,
the door,
stop
weren't
making
you?
Noises.
Dolly is licking the set, everyone, right now. Anyway.
So basically, I had to have help getting in the house.
You got home rat-assed, right? You're at the door. You're trying to lean down, get the key. You're head banging at the door. We are all like, that must be her. Dad's looking through the stained glass window thinking, where is she? And you're on the floor.
Yeah, and then do you know the funniest thing ever? I took all my clothes off, sat on the toilet and thought the toilet seat was up and I pissed all over the toilet seat.
It happened to
that
us all.
Listen, that was the first thing. Then I put all my pyjamas on inside out, back to front. And then in the morning I went to Dad, fucking hell, we must have had a power cut last night. My little clock's not working. He went, no, I'll tell you what happened, shall I? What did I do?
You knocked the thing out of the wall. I walked into you and you had all your clothes in your thing and you went, I'm not drunk. And she was ping-ponging everywhere.
Sounds like me in Nottingham Uni. Give me a high five, Lisa. That's a JK and LB. That's how we do it, don't we?
But you know what? I don't go out very often, but things like that really unnerve me because I'm scared of what I might hear.
Yeah.
Do you go really quiet then when you go to Clairvoyant?
No, I actually do.
Oh, we better go to a few more then.
I know, I got contacted by spirits once. Began with tea. Mm. Tea, can you believe it? Tequila, got fingered up the arse.
Do you know what this week's...
Stop it.
Can't help it. Can't help it. I'm a sex symbol. Oh, you're pulling up her dress, Uncle Fester.
Did you put white stuff on your legs?
You for cheeky bastard.
Wait till you get home.
You know what? This is why he keeps saying to me, I look like a chip. I need a tan.
A chip?
I need a holiday.
Unfried chip?
Yeah, unfried.
Potato?
Yeah, I need a holiday.
It's a bit rude, that, Lisa. I wouldn't take that, to be honest.
Oh, Joe, do you know what? Don't you ever make me dress up like this again.
But I do a lot of tanning brand deals. So if you need any, let me know. Got a lot of gifting at home in my Porsche, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can do with
yeah,
that,
yeah, exactly.
You can
fuck right
my
off.
New tan bariyaki burger is coming to stores near you soon.
Yeah.
Golden crispy brown, do you know what I mean?
God, you look so beautiful as a woman.
I know, Lisa.
You really
do. I know.
You really do.
I put the Barry in GK Barry. So, what's that fucking
I don't know.
Spooky story for me. Everyone knows that I lost my virginity dressed as a clown, Halloween 2015. Everyone knows, got chlamyds, whatever.
2015?
Yeah, I know, long time ago, Lisa, now. I think JLS was still in the charts.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
GK, come on.
Last... I'm going
to
cry.
I used to love JLS.
I just don't know where it's coming from. It's coming literally like out of my mouth. Oh, I hope she's not dead because the spirit's coming up in me right now. So last year I dressed up as... So basically, we didn't have any costumes. It was me and some people I don't want to talk about, exes, all that shit.
Yeah.
And we had to dress up. So we went as slutty schoolgirls.
I remember that.
So last minute, Primark, you know, came through with a good...
Shirts.
Looked great. Had a really good time. Met Mae Muller for the first time. She was dressed as Dieter Von, what's her name?
Chess.
Yeah, slag bucket with the old black hair. I'd fuck her. anyway, yeah, so basically, got home, outside. Everyone decides it's funny to turn around at the door, run over to me and pull my skirt apart, rip my underwear. Cock's out. Cock is out. Outside. What is it? October? Temperature's low. Shrivels. Anyway. So yeah, I'm outside. They all leave me. Go upstairs, go to flat. They got my fob. I'm stood there.
With nothing on.
Arsehole out. Cock out. Don't know what to do.
Was George with you?
Yeah, George with me. Anyway.
Did he not help you?
No. No, that fucker did not. No. Anyway. So, go inside. I'm waiting for them to come back down my key fob. Sat there, legs are spread, tatters of a skirt. Forget that George is there in front of me. Legs are spread. Turns around, he's looking at me, he goes, your cock is out. Your cock is out. Fuck is fucking on the floor. I'm sat there and fixed collecting dust, you know what I mean? Anyway, I made it home, had my fillet of fish, fucked off to bed. I'm JK Barry, come finger me.
Cat.
Yeah, look, on that note, today has been a fabulous day having the Adams family on the pod.
Not for me dressed like this, people. You will never see me like this again.
You look fabulous.
No, I don't.
You loved you in Saw 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5.
Yeah, fuck right off. You had all the bloody budget for the makeup. Look at the state of me.
Yeah, Uncle Fester, keep it in your pants. Saw the way you look to me when I came.
I'm going home like this. I'm going out like this tonight.
No, that's how you dress normally.
Sorry for the sounds you've heard during this episode. We've had a dog here.
She's been sniffing,
grunting, flapping a bit of wetness. Sounds like me on a Friday night, not in uni. Anyway, I've been JK Barry. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, and watch on YouTube. Lisa, take away the rest. And she doesn't know. If you've been listening on Spotify, make sure to rate it 5 stars. If not,
I'm not saying that because you made me dress up like this.
You look stunning.
No, I don't.
You look stunning.
Look horrible.
I've been JK Barry.
You look stunning.
Shut up, you.
This has been Uncle Fester and Morticia.
Mummy Morticia.
And we will see you.
I'm not dressed up next time,
when,
let me tell you.
When we see you.
Yeah. Bye, guys. Thanks.
Bye.
Go home, eat some puss.